What's your favorite seasoning? Maybe it's onion, garlic, salt. I love some of the Cajun spices. We spent some time down in New Orleans, and boy, do they know how to season a dish. Sometimes even sugar is considered a seasoning. Now, why would it matter? Well, the connection is, what are our words like? How do we season the things that we say? You know, when you make a dish, you have to put exactly the right amount of seasonings in if it's really going to make it delicious. It just brings out the best of all those other ingredients. And it's an important subject because Christ himself said that we are justified by our words. And in fact, our words can also condemn us. So how do you season the things that you say? It's an important thing because Proverbs itself also tells us that the things we say can be piercing, it can hurt, it can bring pain. But yet, on the other hand, it can bring health. That's over in Proverbs, and that's in chapter 12, verse 18. So do we bring pain or do we bring healing with the words, the way that we season them? This is something that you can't cover in just one daily. It's something that would actually be very helpful if you did a study on this. Look at what the Bible has to say about words, about the way we use words, about the way we talk to each other. It's so important. In fact, he even tells us in the Bible very plainly, the Apostle Paul in Ephesians, he said, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth." Wow, talk about a challenge. Let nothing like that come out of us. So can we make that our goal? In fact, there's a passage over in the book of Colossians. It's in Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. It says this, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." There's a challenge. When we talk, can we season our words with grace, that love, that concern, that kindness, that mercy? Because certainly that's the way we want God to talk to us, isn't it? And so can we season the things that we say in the right way? Put this Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 to practice in our lives. Because when we season the way we talk just right, that means the words that we use will have just the right godly flavor. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.